Good morning to all. I'm Innocenza Busa, and together with my group, I'm working on making LSST able to produce the first high-resolution galactic map of cosmic ray sources. Even if the main source of cosmic rays are likely supernova remnants, after recent observation, it's clear that other galactic sources are necessary. Conclusive detection has to be provided by electromagnetic waves produced by cosmic rays, whose transport is not affected by magnetic fields. Gamma ray surveys have a too low spatial and temporal resolutions and not allowed to resolve many cosmic ray sources or transient cosmic rays. Furthermore, their emission is related to high energy cosmic rays only. Radio synchrotron all-sky surveys suffer up to now of the same resolution limitation, but covering the low-energy cosmic rays emission. LSST will be the solution thanks to its high sensitivity, sky coverage, and cadence. Our in-kind project, in collaboration with Milky Way and Galaxy Science Collaboration, is to build an unsupervised tool giving alert of charge exchange emission directly linked to cosmic rays. This will result in a high-resolution galactic map of cosmic ray accelerators. Charge exchange happens in diffuse region crossed by cosmic rays when a cosmic ray captures a steady atom electron. We have studied the charge exchange due to protons interacting with neutral hydrogens. The ratio of H-alpha and H-beta photons expected from charge exchange has been theoretically evaluated, and we see that it is twice with respect to the recombination ratio shown on the right. H-alpha and H-beta ratio converts in photometric R-G color index because in diffuse clouds the main emission in the R and G bands is dominated by Balmer lines. A preliminary test has been applied to a known cosmic ray source, the filament in the red box, compared to a radiative region in the green box in the supernova remnants RCB86. The cosmic ray passage produces a strong color index enhancement, confirming that the RMNG color index gives alert of cosmic rays. Cross-correlation with the radio X and gamma maps has to be implemented in the automatic alert tool to turn the alert in cosmic rays discovery. Here a radio map is shown. Radio and charge change spatial correlation is observed. Our work in progress would be helped by RCB86 DP02 simulation and discussing the implementation of the alert tool with the LSST team. Thanks.